Spain, Ukraine agree to produce drones together after Zelensky visit. By Christian K. Caruso on March 19, 2026. Spanish Socialist Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez on Wednesday announced Spain will co-produce drones, radars, and other defense equipment with Ukraine after signing agreements with President Volodymyr Zelensky. Zelensky is presently conducting an international tour across Europe that saw him visit the United Kingdom on Tuesday and Spain on Wednesday before heading off to Brussels on Thursday on the occasion of the EU's two-day summit. The Ukraine leader met with Sánchez in Madrid, marking their fourth official encounter since the start of Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022. According to the Ukrainian presidency, both heads of state discussed issues related to Ukraine's integration into the European Union and sanctions against Russia. They addressed the need to unblock the decision on the €90 billion for Ukraine over 2 years, the Ukrainian presidency wrote in a press release. This is not only a financial matter but, above all, a question of justice, and it directly affects the real protection of Ukrainians' lives. Sánchez and Zelensky signed 5 new defense-related agreements, one of which, the Spanish state-owned broadcaster RTVE reports, calls for the joint co-production of drones, missiles, and radars. "Nothing and no one will make us forget what is happening in Ukraine," Sánchez told reporters during a joint conference with Zelensky after the meeting. Spain, like the vast majority of the international community, unequivocally condemns this violation of international law and the freedom of the Ukrainian people. Additionally, Spain agreed to provide Ukraine with a new €1 billion aid package, most of which will be reportedly used to jointly produce defense equipment. Radars, drones. This joint production project we're going to undertake with the Ukrainian defense industry is very important, Sánchez said. "Today, we agreed on a list of products to be manufactured within SAFE. And we are working with European states, including Spain, to ensure that the SAFE instrument and corresponding funds are also used to finance production in Ukraine. We count on Spain's support in this," Zelensky told reporters. According to RTVE, Zelensky noted during the joint press conference that his visit to Spain occurred one day before the latest meeting of the European Council, where they will discuss the unblocking the €90 billion loan promised to Ukraine. "This is important not only for Ukraine but for the entire European Union," he insisted. "Tomorrow in Brussels, a meeting of EU leaders will take place. The key issue will be the €90 billion. We trust that the countries of the Union will be able to resolve this problem. Otherwise, we would have to consider reallocating these funds," Zelensky asserted. After meeting with Sánchez, Zelensky also held meetings with Spanish King Felipe VI and with representatives of the Spanish Parliament.